morning, everybody. This is Judith A. Culp. You're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. So I was out of the office for a week, and it was fantastic. I enjoyed it. I'm late today because my regular caregiver, who is awesome, took off today. And I get it. People need time off. But I don't understand. The person who shows up is 20 minutes late. Unapologetic, just late. Now I'm late. And I don't understand that. People can be so underwhelming. And it's like, now I don't trust you. Now I don't think you will do a good job because you can't be on time. You're not efficient. You know, you're somebody and you're reckless with other people's time. I don't have 20 minutes to spare. If you know my life, you know my schedule is tight. And I have things that I have to get done in a certain amount of time. And it's usually a very small window. I think it's reckless and irresponsible to be late. I've never been late. My mom, for one thing, she was always about 15 minutes early. I was raised to be 15 minutes early. And I'm almost never late for anything. I mean, if I'm late, I couldn't help it. So I just don't understand people who are just like late and unapologetic. You know, it's like, bitch, this is your job. And I'm not trying to be harsh, but it's like, come on. You have one thing to do, which is show up and be a caregiver. At least do that on time. Be on time. Have enough respect for other people and yourself to be on time. Being late is just, it's not an option. And you tell me everything I need to know about you. You selfish. And I'm not interested in that. So, yeah, I don't expect to be using her again. Because I have to leave my house at 6. You not here. You know, I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Anyway, I don't want to stay mad. I've been mad. I mean, of course, the clock ticks 6 o'clock, and I'm like, okay. Well, maybe it's a few minutes to find a place for the first time in the dark. Yeah, people had that problem. I get that. But by 6:10, I'm like, where the fuck are you? And you ain't calling. No one's letting me know you're on your way. Like, what's happening? And you just show up at 6:20. It's like, you're fucking late. 20 minutes late is really late to me. You know, I have left places after 30 minutes. Like, if I'm supposed to meet somebody or something's supposed to happen and it didn't happen within 30 minutes, that to me is being very, very, very generous. OJ passed away. I have thoughts on it. You deserve a longer podcast, which is what I thought I was going to be able to do today. But, you know, when you lose about 30 minutes, I won't get into it today, but it'll be thoughtful. And, you know, I am encouraged to see that there are people on the internet, especially TikTok, this is why they want to get rid of it, who are realizing, like, maybe OJ wasn't guilty. And I'll tell you why I think that, and it has nothing to do with any reason why you would think that. I haven't studied the case from back to back. It's just based off things I've observed in person. But it seems like the police narrowed in on him as the only suspect and didn't want to let it go. And then you had this thing with everybody believing that it was Jason, his son, which I think is weird. I don't know why that theory has traction. I never thought that was the case. But I'll be able to talk more in depth about that one later. That one deserves a little bit less me being angry and mad about this person being late. And also this other pet peeve I have, which, again, while I was off, I interviewed for another job. And I was charming and everything. I do realize I didn't give a lot of examples because I don't do that current job now. It's been a few years since I had to do that job. And I'm smart enough to figure it out, but I was too lazy to come up with examples and really sell myself because I don't really want to work for another person. I just want more money. And I'm so tired of working for people that I know I'm smarter than. You know, the whole idea that someone who does not have my emotional or intellectual intelligence can control my life really drives me crazy. And I haven't That hasn't always been the case. I've had super smart bosses. I've worked in organizations where I felt like the people were really, really bright and honestly trying to do the best by the people that they could. Some places were too cheap to do. Their salaries were so low. And it's like, okay, you're not really trying to do the best by people, but I don't doubt your intelligence. You're just cheap. But yeah, I'm really done working for people that I know I'm smarter than. I'm just tired of other people being, you know, my boss. Doesn't make sense. And I've built companies. I don't have a lot of time. I just feel like things are going to change. I'm going to have to force them to change. You know, I'm closer to putting my mom in some sort of facility. If I don't manifest a way to pay for her care 24 hours a day, then she's just going to have to go into a facility. I mean, I just can't keep putting up with this. She stayed up all night last night. Well, I let her sleep all day because it was quiet. See, there's no good deed that goes unpunished, and it was nice. And I thought, well, she'll probably sleep all night. Wrong. So she pops up at 6, like she was sleeping hard. She pops up at 6 p.m. and would not be contained. I gave up at 8 o'clock because I have to work. I went to bed. I'm like, good luck with your night. And she stayed really, really quiet because she knows if she makes noise, I'm going to come in there. It's very weird, the power dynamic of like when I was 8. And she stayed moving around, putzing around till about 3 or 3:30. I remember I woke up and I looked at my clock on my phone and it was like 3:30 and her light had gone out. And the problem for me is I sleep with my door open so I can make sure I hear her if she's trying to walk around in the unit. And so she left that light on. It was like the bat light being on all night. You know what I mean? So my nervous system really did not settle down because as soon as I see that light, I know I got to go in there normally. But it didn't go out. She was up putzing, and I mean putzing, making the bed, moving the pillows. One time I went in there, she was sitting in a chair, and I'm like, Lord, you're just chilling in the chair, huh? I mean, it's a strange disease. And she has some memory of me being physical with her, but she doesn't remember what she did to make that happen. Like, as I'm blocking her punches or blocking her from, you know, peeing on the heater. Yes, that's a new thing. The electric heater will be running and she will stand there and attempt to pee on it, which sounds dangerous. So it's a complicated disease. I have done as much as I can. I've said that before, I know, but I'm getting too old to be this stressed out all the time, because I think the version of her disease now is what people have assumed it's always been like. And I guess we just managed it well, and she had a baseline of behavior that was manageable, but it's getting unmanageable. And I just can't be up with her. I mean, I really can't. Excuse me. I'm just tired. It's tiresome. And she, yeah. And I just don't understand. I don't understand, because she has some sense. That's what I'm saying. Like, she kind of knows what's going on. And it's like, well, I know you know what's going on. I can tell you know what's going on. I don't understand why. I don't know. I just don't get it. I know she has some sense enough to be sneaky. So she'll say something like, I have to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, we just went to the bathroom. But she knows. I'm like, well, if you're just about to start shitting on everything, then we'll go back. So we get in there, and then she's combing her hair, and then she's doing this, and then she's doing that. And I'm like, you're not going to the bathroom. You're not, you just lied. You know, thanks for thinking I have endless hours to devote to this. It's such a strange disease. And she just needs constant monitoring, and that's expensive. You know, somebody recommended their friend to me, and I was like, yeah, she charges $25 an hour. That sounds reasonable. Yeah, if it was just an hour here and an hour there. But I'm already paying somebody $28.95 an hour. I don't need to add someone that costs just as much. You know, it's like, come on. People are myopic, and really, I have zero patience. I'm so over people right now. Oh, man. I really am. But I know this probably wasn't the happiest podcast. Oh, did I say what was annoying me when I applied for the other job? Because I am tired of working for other people. So I do know that I'm charming, and I do know I rely on that a lot. People always like me, but I almost never sell myself as well as I could. And I know I don't. I'm more than qualified to do the job that I applied for. Overly qualified. I happen to be working in a field that underpays. Well, for some people. Some people in my office are underpaid, and some people seem overpaid. It's a long story. But, you know, I want a bigger salary. That's it. My heart's not really into trying to work for other people and get established rapport. I really intended for this to be my last full-time job, and I have to get the courage to work for myself. That's really what it boils down to. And my point is, what is this thing where people have to call you to tell you they liked you so much, but you're not getting the job? Like, what the fuck is that? Why? This is the third or fourth time this has happened to me. And is this for these fucking sensitive ass Gen Zers? Because I hate it. Send me an email, a text. You don't have to waste my time with a phone call to tell me I'm not getting hired. That does not make any sense to me. It's not flattering to me that everybody enjoyed meeting me. Of course they did. I'm charming. I'm fun. I'm a cool person to talk to. People like me. I didn't apply so I can make friends. I applied to get the job. So if I'm not getting a job, you don't got to call me to tell me that. You know what I mean? Like, what do you want me to say? Oh, man, that's awesome. Thanks. Like, fuck. Stop putting people in that awkward ass position. What are they supposed to do? You know, what are they supposed to sound like? That's dumb. And then you make somebody call you. You know, call the person to tell them they're not getting the job. Nobody wants to do that. It's like, this is a stupid ass, like, that's just dumb. And I'm tired of it. The one that really upset me the most was when Denver. I'd applied for a job in Denver. I don't get phone calls from Denver. So I literally looked at the phone and I was like, fuck yeah, I'm moving to Denver. And then it was like, we really enjoy meeting you. You are great. You're really awesome, but we're not going to hire you. And we just want it. Like, motherfucker, don't call me to tell me that. I don't understand people at all. Whoever came up with that is a fucking sadist. What do you want? To hear people cry on the phone or something, or sound disappointed? Of course people are disappointed. They wouldn't apply for the job if they didn't want it. I don't understand. Again, like I said, it's Mercury retrograde. I'm angry. I'm already mad at this chick for being 20 minutes late, putting me 20 minutes late. Now it's already 7:00. I don't understand. I got to get in a better mood. But, like, I really hate that. So let's recap. I hate people who are late. Like, don't be late. It's ridiculous. It's selfish. It's entitled. And it's unprofessional. And I'm telling you, if I'm ever in charge and you show up late, you might as well not even talk to me. You're probably going to get fired. I do not do lateness. I don't do it. I don't understand it. And it tells me everything I need to know about you. Second thing, stop fucking calling people to tell them they didn't get the job. It seems sadistic and weird. So just send a thoughtfully crafted email. That's good enough. All right, everybody. Have an amazing day. This one was a hot take. Well, it's my first day back. I'm not excited. Things have got to get better. April has been kicking my ass. And I got sleep last night, but like I said, my nervous system was just on 10 because I respond to that light and it wasn't dark. I couldn't really sleep. I eventually fell asleep, and then she eventually fell asleep. And it's just like, it's too much. I'm overstimulated. I'm tired of caregiving. I don't know. Some days she seems like she's at death's door, and then other days she just pops right back up like, hey. And it's like, dude, I mean, I get you could be like this for the next 10 years, but I can't and I won't. So expect some changes. And taking a week off was pretty bold for me. So, all right. Let's go. Take care.